Okay, Parshas Tetzaveh starts with the mitzvah to bring to Moshe Rabbeinu pure oil for the menorah. Perek Chavzayin Pasuk Chaf. Be'atu Tetzaveh b'nei Yisrael ve'yikhu elecha shemen zayis zach kosis la'mor la'alois ner tamid. This is a fascinating thing that the mitzvah is even here. Parshas Truma was all about the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash. Parshas Tetzaveh is about the begadim of the Kohen Gadol overall, the clothing of the Kohen Gadol. And before we start discussing the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, we have three psukim that discuss the oil that goes on into the menorah. How does this fit in over here as the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh, which overall is a discussion of the clothing of the Kohanim? How does this fit in here, the tzivoy of the shemen? There's another interesting thing in Parshas Tetzaveh that everybody talks about, and that is that there's one keli that was in the Mishkan that was not discussed in Parshas Truma, and it's saved till Parshas Tetzaveh. And that is the Mizbeach HaKetores, the Mizbeach HaZov, the gold Mizbeach that was inside the Beis HaMikdash, that was inside the Mishkan, is discussed in Parshas Tetzaveh. It would seem more proper that it would be in Parshas Truma, with the Aron, the Shulchan, the Menorah. It would make sense that the Mizbeach should be there also. Why is the Mizbeach HaKetores waited until Parshas Tetzaveh before the Torah talks about it? And the other thing that I want to be oimid on in the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh, Moshe Rabbeinu commanded the whole Torah. The whole Torah comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. But we find specifically with this mitzvah of Shemen, a special hadgasha, it's especially like accentuated the involvement of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ve'ata tetzaveh b'nei Yisrael, and you should command the rest of the Klal Yisrael. If it would have just said tetzaveh b'nei Yisrael, we would have gotten the point. Command Klal Yisrael. But the pasuk is ma'ish, ve'ata tetzaveh, and you should do it. It has to be Moshe. If it just says tzav, so the pshat is that Moshe is the leader, so Hashem's telling him to do it. If someone comes over to me and I say, can you please tell somebody something, so they can think the reason why I chose them is because they're the one who happened to walk over to me. But if I say, I'd like you to do this, so that means that there's something about them, I want them to do this. Ve'ata tetzaveh, you should command, there's something about you. And what should they do with the oil? The natural thing would be to bring it to the Mishkan, bring it to the Kohanim, bring it to the Levim. Ve'yikhu elecha, they should take for you, they should bring it to you. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who's supposed to gather together the oil. Ve'yikhu elecha, they should take to you. The answer starts with another question. The Gemara in Shabbos on Avchav Beis Amud Beis that brings the psukim over here in this week's parsha, the second pasuk actually, pasuk Chav Aleph, that says that the menorah should be set up michutz laparoiches, right outside the paroiches that divided the kodesh and the kodesh hakodashim. And the Gemara says, ask the question, Klal Yisrael is supposed to light a menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So does that mean that it's too dark for Hashem in there? We need a light for Hashem? B'chila oira hu tzarech? Does Hashem need more light? Hashem needs us to turn on the light for him? It says, that can't be. Because for 40 years, v'halay arbayim shana, for 40 years that the Yidden were in the desert, by which light did they travel? By Hashem's light. So if they traveled by Hashem's light for 40 years, it doesn't really make sense that Hashem needed them to turn on the light in the Mishkan. So he says, rather, the point of the menorah is to be a testimony, Eidos Labai Olam, a testimony to the whole world that the Shechina is Shaira B'Yisrael, and Hashem's presence rests with Klal Yisrael. Then the Gemara says, how do you see that from the menorah? So the Gemara says that one of the Neiris was called the Ner Ma'aravi. So Machloek is which Ner that was. But one of the Neiris was called the Ner Ma'aravi. Some say it was the middle Ner, and some say it was the second to the left. And that Ner miraculously didn't burn out. That, even though it had just as much oil as all the rest of the Neiris, it miraculously didn't burn out. And that's a simen to everyone that the Shechina, there's some divine presence there. There's a Shechina, Sherei B'Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael would light a menorah, and one of the neiros every single day, one of the neiros wouldn't burn out. So we have to understand, and I think we've gone through enough in Yonim of Chumash together already, that the question is obvious. What kind of Havamina is it that Hashem needs our light? What's the Havamina here? What's the Vichid? Does Hashem need our light? Of course He doesn't need our light. You thought that Hashem needed our light? What's the Gemara trying to say over here? What did we think, and what's the answer? We discussed many times the idea of the Mikdash Shalmata, Mechuvin Keneged Mikdash Shalmaila. Right? We said it by the end of the Shira. In the end of the Shira Sayam, when they crossed the Yam, they sang Mocha in Lashivtacha Pa'alta Hashem, that you made a place for your resting, Hashem. And the truth is, there was no place for Hashem's resting at that time. We learn out Mocha in Altikri Mocha in Ela Mechuvin, that the Beis HaMikdash that we build has to parallel the Beis HaMikdash that's in Shemayim. Beis HaMikdash Shalmata is Mechuvin Keneged Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila. Which one came first? The Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila. That was in Shemayim. And we have to build the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata Mechuvin Keneged Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila. That we've done that before. There's another Rashi in Parashas Mishpatim. Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Chav. Over there, in Parashas Mishpatim, Hashem is telling Moshe that I'm going to send a malach in front of you to watch you on the way, to bring you to the place that I have prepared, El Hamokem Asher Hachinoisi, to the place that I've prepared. So Rashi says, what's the place that I've prepared? That's the Beis HaMikdash. As we know, and listen to the words, he says, She Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila Mechuvin Keneged Beis HaMikdash Shalmata. The Beis HaMikdash in Shemayim parallels the Beis HaMikdash down here. So the Shlach HaKadosh, in the beginning of his Pirush in Parashas Tetzaveh, asks, one second, which one came first? Which one came first? Beis HaMikdash Shamayla or Shamata? Shamayla came first. So how do you say that Beis HaMikdash Shamayla parallels the one Shamata? If you have a house and I build one across the street, so mine parallels yours or your parallels mine? The one who came second parallels the one who came first. You don't say it the other way around. And the Shlach says, and it's especially difficult to understand in light of the fact that there was no Beis HaMikdash Shalmata at that time. The whole point of the pasuk is, I'm going to bring you to the place that I prepared, that you'll build a Beis HaMikdash. So which one is it? Is the Beis HaMikdash in this world parallel to the Beis HaMikdash in Shemayim? Or is the Beis HaMikdash in Shemayim parallel to the Beis HaMikdash in this world? Which way does it work? You see how carefully you have to read a Rashi. Zakdishla, both are true. When we say that the Beis HaMikdash down here parallels the Beis HaMikdash in Shemayim, what that means is like this. The Beis HaMikdash in Shemayim is the place in Shemayim of Hashem's covered, where Hashem sends down all His bracha and ur and shefa and kedusha down into this world. The Beis HaMikdash al-mata, the Beis HaMikdash on this world, that's the vessel which we catch all that shefa. That's the place in this world that all the hashpa of Hashem, everything that Hashem is sending down to this world, comes down into the Beis HaMikdash, and from there it goes out to the whole world. Just a mashal, it says that Shlomo HaMelech was able to plant every single kind of vegetable and fruit in Yerushalayim, even things that don't really grow in that climate. Because he said, because all the bracha in the entire world comes out from the Beis HaMikdash, and Shlomo HaMelech knew how to catch the line of Shefa that was going to India, and the line that was going to China, and the line that was going to America. He was able to catch that line, and along that line he would plant those things. All the bracha comes from the Beis HaMikdash. So it starts off in Shemayim, the Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila, and it comes down to the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata. That's what we say, the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata parallels the Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila. On the other hand, he says, none of that happens until we have a Beis HaMikdash Shalmata, until we do the Avodah in that Beis HaMikdash. None of the Shefa comes from up there, down here, until we take a step first. There has to be a Hisayrus Milamata. We have to do something. The process doesn't start without us doing something. when we'll do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash down here, that will trigger a reaction in Shemayim that will send the bracha from Shemayim back down here. So it's going both ways. The Nefesh HaChaim in the first Shar, the Nefesh HaChaim, talks about this Ba'arichus, this idea. So there's a process. We do the Avodah down here, that triggers HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shemayim to send down His Shefa to down here, and then we do the Avodah down here, it goes up there, and Hashem sends the Shefa down here. It's a cycle up and down. That's why sometimes we see Beis HaMikdash Shomata Mechuvin Kenega Beis HaMikdash Shomayla. Sometimes we see Beis HaMikdash Shomayla Mechuvin Kenega Beis HaMikdash Shomata. Because what's down here only exists because of what's up there, but what's up there is only sent down because of what's down here. It goes both ways. Beis HaMikdash Shomata, Beis HaMikdash Shomayla. I wonder, there seems to be a little bit of an issue in the Mefarshim. I didn't have a chance to check this out thoroughly, but there seems to be an issue in the Mefarshim. When there's no Beis HaMikdash Shomata, is there a Beis HaMikdash Shomayla? Interesting question. There is no Beis HaMikdash Shomata, is there a Beis HaMikdash Shomayla? So on the one hand, I think there are Midrashim that say that the whole time that there's no Beis HaMikdash, Gavriel HaMalach is being Makriv Karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash Shomayla. I think there's such a Midrash. On the other hand, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover, who's a Mekubal, is from, I think, the Beis Medrash of the Gra, has a note on Daf Gimel and Brachas. I didn't remember where it was. I just called Cleveland. I just called my brother because I remember he told me about this. So I just looked it up. Daf Gimel and Brachas, that says that when the Beis HaMikdash Shomata was destroyed, the Beis HaMikdash Shomayla was also destroyed. So was it destroyed or wasn't destroyed? I think with this Shla, yes, it was destroyed and it wasn't destroyed. It was destroyed in that it's not effective to be able to send down Shefa. It's not as effective when there's no Beis HaMikdash down here. Because the Beis HaMikdash is only... what's the word I was looking for? It's only activated by the Beis HaMikdash Shomata. The Beis HaMikdash Shomata is only activated by the Beis HaMikdash Shomata. If there's no Beis HaMikdash Shomata, there's no Beis HaMikdash Shomayla. On the other hand, whatever exists up there is still up there. When we say the Beis HaMikdash Shomayla was destroyed, we mean that its ability to send down the Shefa down here was inhibited. But what's up there could be stayed up there. Could be both are true. Could be there is something going on up there, but when we say it was destroyed, we mean that this process was interrupted. And that's why the Shla says, the Gemara says that even when Klal Yisrael were on a Madrega, that the fire on the Mizbeach would come down from Shemayim, you have to first bring mitzvah lahavi min ahediyot. You have to first bring a fire that comes from this world. You brought a little fire from this world. Suddenly a ball of fire came down from Shemayim. You have to do a little bit. And this way, you have to do a little yisairus milamata, yisarusa de lasata, a little yisairus, a little bit. And that activates all the shefa from Shemayim. But if you don't do that little bit, then nothing gets activated. That's what I said yesterday in the drasha with the menorah, that Moshe Rabbeinu worked so hard to do the menorah, and then the end, the menorah came out by itself. The pshat is not that all his work was for nothing. The pshat is that all his hard work down here to get the menorah is what made the menorah come out by itself. That's what caused Hashem to help out. This little Isarusa de la Sata is what's Gairim in Isarusa de la Eila. It's Gairim and Hisairus Minashvan. That's the relationship. We work down here, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Shefa down. Does Hashem need us to bring the Shefa down? Could Hashem send the Shefa down without us? That's the question of Achila Oira Hutzarech. The light of the menorah, we know that Hashem doesn't need light. That's not the point. The light of the menorah is transferring a spiritual light into the world. The menorah is a spiritual light. And it's bringing down from Shemayim all kinds of spiritual kaychas. But none of those spiritual kaychas come down and we don't light the menorah. So the Gemara says, V'chi la'ayrahu tzarech? Hashem needs us to bring light down into this world? But for 40 years, Hashem provided light even when it had nothing to do with Klal Yisrael doing anything. The Anani HaKavod and the Anan HaEsh, the pillar of fire or the cloud, provided light even without Klal Yisrael doing anything. So why does Hashem need us to do a little bit down here in order for that light to come down? V'chi la'ayrahu tzarech? The Shlo says this pshat, and the Sfasema says the same pshat. And the answer is no. Hashem doesn't need us to bring down what's in Shemayim. Hashem is allowing us to bring down what's in Shemayim. Hashem could send it down without us. But Hashem, in His unbelievable kindness, allowed us to be the vehicles to bring it down into this world. Allowed us to be the conduits, allowed us to be the wires that bring it down. It's a zchus that Hashem gave us. Hashem doesn't need us to bring it down. Hashem could get rid of us and still bring things down. Hashem gave us the opportunity to bring it down, us, Klal Yisrael, the opportunity to bring down the Shefa from Shemayim. And the Gemara says, I'll bring you a Rayah, it's an Edus. Because the fire burned a lot longer than any human being could physically make it burn. That Ner Ma'aravi burned much longer than it physically should have burned. And if it's all just coming from the power of a person, so then it should be limited to the power of the person. The fact that the person just like turns on a switch and then things go on that are way beyond his power, that shows that it was like you tell your kid, okay, turn on the light. But you're the one that's providing the light. You're allowing him to trigger it. That's Eidus L'Bo Yoylem Shashchina Shaira B'Yisrael, that there's things going on that are way beyond our koyach. And this is just a mashal, but the truth is with every mitzvah that we do, when we put on tefillin in the morning, we don't know what we're doing. We put on a shel yad and we put on a shel roish. The little bit we know, the hand, the head, the heart, we know a little bit. We're unleashing fantastic spiritual koyches into this world. We're changing the world. The worlds are shaking. Our little bit of action of putting something on our hand and something on our head in the morning triggers a reaction in the Mikdash HaMaila, and it sends down Shefa and all the Eilamais, and who knows what it changes and what it does beyond anything we could possibly imagine. How could me, who doesn't understand anything, cause that to happen? That's the Kayach that Hashem gives us. All you have to do is light those Neiris, and I'm going to send down an Ur that you can't even imagine. We're allowed to be the person pushing the button. Someone pushes a button and a bomb goes off. The power is not in the button. The power is in the person who made the bomb and who set it up that way. You let someone push the button. It feels very powerful. That's what Hashem does for us. He lets us push the button. Svasema says it's Merumas and Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh also. It says, Laha'alois ner tamid, to bring up a constant ner. Laha'alois means like to make it burn, to ignite. So Rashi brings the Gemara in Shabbos, you should light it until the flame is going up by itself. So Svasema says that's this idea. You do your little bit and then the flame will go by itself. It continues by itself. We just have to turn on the switch and Hashem sends down a shefa way beyond any kayach that we have. This is a very, very important thing to know when someone's doing the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a very, very important hakdama to any avodah that we do, and our whole life is working in a Beis HaMikdash also on a smaller scale. And Parshas Tetzaveh, in contrast to Parshas Truma, is not about the place of the Avodah, it's about the people of the Avodah. Parshas Tetzaveh is not about where the Avodah happened, that's Parshas Truma, where the Avodah happened. Parshas Tetzaveh is about who did the Avodah, the begadim of the Kohanim, to dress the doers. It's not to build the place, but it's to dress the doers. So as a hakdama to the Parsha that talks about those who are doing the Avodah, we start off with this message of the Shemen, this message of the Menorah, that the Avodah that you do is a small Hisayrus Milamata that causes and unleashes unbelievable Kaychas Milamaila. Realize how important what you're doing is, but realize how dependent you are on Shemayim, that what you're not doing is by yourself. Both sides of that, the Mikdash Shomata Mechuvin Kenega, the Mikdash Shomayla, the Mikdash Shomayla Mechuvin Kenega, the Mikdash Shomata, that lesson is the Hakadama to Parshas Tetzaveh, which discusses those who are doing the Avodah, the Begadim of the Kayanim. And we asked, how come the Mizbeach HaKetoris is not in Parshas Truma, how come it's in Parshas Tetzaveh? And the answer, I think, is relatively simple. we know that there were three kelim in the Beis Hamikdash that had crowns. The Aron had a crown, the Shulchan had a crown, and the Mizbeach HaKedoshim had a crown. And that's because there are three crowns. There's the crown of Torah, the crown of Malchus, royalty, and there's the crown of Kahuna. The Aron represents the crown of Torah. The Shulchan, the table, that's wealth, represents the crown of Malchus. And the Mizbeach represents the crown of Kahuna. So Hashem waited with the keli that represents the crown of Kahuna, and he put it in the parsha that deals with Kohanim. Now this, as we mentioned before, someone who does a mitzvah and he's misasek, he didn't realize he was doing a mitzvah, he's not unleashing those kaiches. This that we have the power to do it, it's not our power. It's not really, the mashal of a switch is not really a good mashal, because if someone just brushes by a switch, it turns on. It doesn't work that way. We're only connected if in our minds we're connected. If I'm doing a mitzvah, because it says in the Torah that I should do this mitzvah, so that connects me to this unbelievable kayach of the mitzvah. And that's why before we do every mitzvah, we say, Asher kedishanu v'mitzvaysav v'tzivanu. We announce, Hashem made us heilig with his mitzvahs, and he commanded us. We say before we do every mitzvah, we make that connection. I'm doing this because this is what Hashem commanded. And therefore, by doing it, I'm connecting into his plan, his greatness, his ruchnius, beyond anything that I could imagine. But the way I'm able to do that is by connecting with the shayrish, connecting with the root of it. Putting on two boxes is meaningless. Putting on two boxes because that's what Hashem said, and you're connecting yourself with whatever Hashem had in mind when he said it, that's the most powerful thing in the world. And the same thing with giving matanis l'avyayinim, or giving shalach manis, or any other mitzvahs that are coming up that we do, or putting on tefillin, or putting a mezuzah on a door. The mitzvah itself, the mundane acts in olam hazeh are meaningless. It's when we connect it to the mitzvah. We say, Asher kedishanu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu. We're doing this because Hashem told us to. We recognize that there's a kayach ruchni, there's a Rabbeinu Shalom who commanded it. That's what unleashes the kayach. It doesn't happen by itself. Where does the kayach come from to change the world by putting on tefillin? Because it says in the Torah, k'shartim l'ois al yadcha. So since it says that in the Torah, so that unleashes the power when I do it. If it didn't say it in the Torah, it would be meaningless. The whole power to do what a mitzvah does comes from the fact that it's connected to the Torah. And that's what we do when we make the bracha, we connect it. We close the circuit. Asher kedishanu b'mitzvayso v'tzivanu. And then we have a volatile mitzvah. The oil is the fuel that fuels the flames. It's the foundation, it's the hachana. The flame won't stay attached to the wick if there's no oil fueling it. So that's like the preparation for the mitzvah. What's underneath, what fuels the mitzvah is merumis in the oil. The kavana, they say, the kavanas of the mitzvah. That's why it has to be pure. The oil has to be pure because the person's intentions have to be pure. So the pasuk says like this. You have to make sure in the beginning of every avodah that you do that you recognize that what's special about it is asher kedishanu b'mitzvayso v'tzivanu, that it comes from the Torah. So make sure that this oil goes into the hands of the one who gave you the Torah. The ata tetzaves b'nei Yisrael. It should come from Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Klal Yisrael needs to connect the hachana, the preparation for the mitzvah, with where the mitzvah is coming from. That the mitzvah is coming from Har Sinai. The mitzvah is coming from the Torah. Who represents that to us? Who represents the Torah to us? Who represents the source of the Torah to us? Who's our connection to the source of the Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu. So v'yikhu eilecha, let them bring the oil to you. Then it could be used as fuel to fuel the mitzvahs. As it says, ki ner mitzvah v'tayra or, mitzvah is nimshal to a ner. The fuel of the ner is that it goes first to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's the connection. Asher kedishanu b'mitzvayso v'tzivanu. So, as if to say, and just that he's saying it in a mashal way, the asher kedushanu b'mitzvayso v'tzivanu of a mitzvah is parallel by bringing the oil to Moshe Rabbeinu and lighting the menorah. That's clarifying to myself that the basis, the hachana for the mitzvah, has to start with Moshe Rabbeinu. It has to start with, because it says it in the Torah, because the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us it. That's where it has to start. That's why every oil, which is the hachana of every ner, it's the preparation, it's the basis, it's the fuel of every ner, has to be run by Moshe Rabbeinu. Now the truth is that this is, we've said different pshatim on Nasa v'nishma, but this comes in over here also, is very important. Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'nishma, we will do and we will hear. And as we know, they should have said we will hear and we will do, because you can't do anything if you don't know what you're supposed to do. And we've explained many times before that the idea of saying we will do before we will hear is that they wanted it to be together. We will do and we will hear, together, connected. In the past, we've discussed it in terms of that nothing's going to get in the way. It's going to happen right away. But based on what we're saying today, we could understand it on a different angle. What I do is inherently bound with what I've heard. What I've heard is the Torah. What I do is the mitzvahs. I'm doing the mitzvahs because they're written in the Torah. Nasa v'nishma, we will do and we will hear, are connected. The asiyah, the doing, and the shmiya, the hearing, which is the maisa ha-mitzvahs and the limud ha-Torah, they're connected. I'm not doing anything without it coming out of, because asher kedushanu b'mitzvayso v'tzivanu, because that's what it says in the Torah. The connection to the root. I don't do mitzvahs detached from the Torah. I do mitzvahs because it's written in the Torah. Some people have the minhag to say the psukim, let's say, of tefillin before they put on tefillin. What's the idea of doing that? The idea of doing that is to remember the root. Why am I doing this? This is not a tribal, like they say, this a minig that we have from ancient generations. We're doing it because the Rabbanu Shlom commanded us to do it. It's plugged in. The circuit is closed. That's Nasa v'nishma. I will do and I will. The two go together. The Torah, the learning, the understanding what Hashem commanded, and from there comes the doing. And the truth is that that's our whole avoda, and everything that we do to connect it to its root. And everything we do in our whole avoda is to connect it to Hashem, to connect it to its root, not just to do things mitzvahs hanashim ilumada, just to do things out of habit or out of a coldness or out of a not caring, but to do things with full connection to where the mitzvahs are coming from. Amalek is the arch enemy of Klal Yisrael. And whatever Klal Yisrael's avoda is, Amalek comes to interrupt. That's Amalek's job in this world. Amalek's job in this world is to thwart any attempt for us to connect to Hashem. And therefore it's not surprising that we find in many different ways Amalek trying to detach things from their source. We've just discussed how things, every mitzvah that we do and every action that we do has to be connected to the source. Amalek's always trying to detach from the source. Ashakarcha baderech, we're going to read in Parsha Zachar in this week also. Ashakarcha baderech. The mashal Chazal give the famous mashal that it was like a bathtub. Ambati Reisachas, it was a bathtub that was too hot for anyone to go in. And one guy jumped in and burned himself, but he cooled off the bathtub for everybody else. That's Amalek. If you think about it, that's disconnecting from the Shirish. Yetzias Mitzrayim was a bomb, it was a fire. Everyone was scared. Amalek came in and he interrupted that. He interrupted it. Someone jumped into the bathtub. He interrupted it. Now what happens afterwards is no longer looked at as a continuation from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Something else happened. Someone managed to start up with Klal Yisrael. But it goes deeper than that. The Svarim tell us that Asher Karcha comes from the Lashon of Mikra, by chance. Because Amalek, which represents certain aspects of the Yetzer Hara, Amalek's message to us is that everything happens by chance. Asher Karcha Baderech means he tried to teach us that things aren't connected to Hashem. Things just happen. You think there's a reason for everything? Things just happen. And if you think about it, that's also detaching from its source. That means that when it rains, I don't say it rained because Hashem wanted it to rain. That's connecting it to its source. I detach it from its source. I say it rained because it rained. It happened by itself. Saying mikra, say that things happen by itself, is detaching it from its source, from Hashem. When you take an incident and you detach it from Hashem, it becomes a coincidence. When you attach it to Hashem, it becomes, there are no coincidences. Another pshat in Ashakar Chabaderech that the Sfarim say, kar is a lashon of cold. Ashakar Chabaderech is a lashon of coldness. That Amalek's, one of Amalek's goals is to introduce a coldness into our serving Hashem. And that's also obviously, when does a person's Avodah Hashem become cold? When he's not connected to the mitzvah anymore. When he's not doing it because he's connected. When a person feels fully connected, there's no coldness in his Avodah Hashem. Coldness comes when there's a detachment from the Shoresh. It's not connected to its root anymore. Let's go weiter in the Pasuk. Vayizanev becha. Vayizanev becha means he cut off your tail. He cut off your tail means that those Yidden that were trailing behind Klal Yisrael, Amalek attached those Yidden. Look what Amalek did. They were Yidden, they were trailing, they were trying to stay attached to the root. They were trying to stay attached. And Vayizanev becha, he detached them. Detached from the root. And Yidden can't survive when they're detached from their roots. Vayizanev becha, another pshat in Vayizanev becha, is that he cut off the bris milas of the people that he killed. The bris milah represents our connection to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, Vayizanev becha, he wants to separate us from our roots. And Biprat, that the Makam HaMila itself, is the Shirish of the next generation. It's a Makam of Shirish. Amalek is into separating from the Shirish. So our whole avodah is to do everything and to connect it to Hashem, to connect to its roots, to connect to the Torah. Amalek is always trying to pull away coldness, chaytech milos, to detach from the Shoresh. That's the struggle between us and Amalek. Amalek wants us to look at everything as chance. We want to look at everything as connected to Hashem. Amalek wants to do our mitzvahs with a coldness. We want to do all our mitzvahs as coming straight out of the Torah. By Yisu Merefidim, what brought the Amalek on them? What brought Amalek onto Klal Yisrael? What weakness did Amalek have that brought them onto Klal Yisrael? So it says, by Yisu Merefidim, they traveled away from Refidim, and the Lashon, listen carefully to the Lashon of the Gemara, Sherafu Yideihem Min HaTorah. Their hands were weakened from the Torah. Tell me if you think it's right. I think I hear in those words that their hands, their doing, their actions, were no longer as connected to the Torah. Sherafu Yideihem, it weakened their hands, min ha-Torah, from the Torah. Hands are supposed to be mechubar, the Yodayim, the actions of a person are supposed to be connected to the Torah. My actions are supposed to be governed by the Torah, fully connected. Rafu Yideihem min ha-Torah. How did Moshe Rabbeinu help us win the war against Amalek? Moshe lifted his hands up to Hashem. Kasher Yorim Moshe Es Yodai. When Moshe lifted his hands, he wanted to show Klal Yisrael, connect your Yodayim to their roots. Make your hands, your actions, your Maisim connected to the Shoresh. Hey, Kasher Yorim Moshe Es Yodai. The same hands, you can't miss it. Amalek came because Rafu Yideihem Min HaTorah, and Amalek was destroyed because Kasher Yorim Moshe Es Yodai. Moshe lifted his hands. There's a machlekes ha-poiskim, if you yaitze parsha zachar by the kriya on Purim of Vayavei Amalek. Now the parsha of Vayavei Amalek, which we lay on Purim, doesn't say what Amalek did, and it doesn't say that we should destroy Amalek. It just says that Amalek attacked us, and Hashem says, "I will destroy Amalek." But what we're going to lay in this Shabbos in parshas Kiseitze, zachar as asher asa locha Amalek, goes through in all the gory detail, Ashakarcha by Derech, by Yizanev Bechokal, Anechashalim, Acharecha, goes through in all the gory detail exactly what they did. And then it says, and by the way, destroy them. So there are those that say, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Mishabur talks about it also, but the Aruch HaShulchan specifically says that you're not Yaitza Pasha Zachar with the Pasha of Ayove Amalek, because the idea of Ayove Amalek is, and listen carefully, it's just how it rings. The idea of the of Pasha Zachar is to read the Pasha so that it's Ma'ir us to carry out the action of destroying Amalek. And he brings a raya from the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvot, the way he brings it. Read the Parsha so that you're filled with the sinner for Amalek and you're motivated to act. Amalek wants to detach our limud from our Maisa. Amalek's destruction comes from reading a Parsha until it motivates us to act. That's how we conquer Amalek, when we're connected to the Parsha. Amalek would have us read the Parsha of Amalek and say, okay, what's it got to do with you? It's detached. The whole Indian of the Parsha Zachar is to read the Parsha and be motivated to act for Hashem, to be connected to the Shirish. And years and years and years later, the same thing replayed itself in the Megillah. Haman told Achashverosh, Yeshnai Am Echad, there is a nation. And Chazal say that what Haman was telling Achashverosh was, Yishenim, they're sleeping. Yishenim in Amitzus, they're sleeping. What's sleeping? Sleeping is the physical body is operating, but it's not connected to its neshama. It's not connected to its source. That's sleep. It's detached from it. The neshama goes back up. It's not connected to its source. That's what Haman told Achashverosh. They're sleeping. They're not connected to their source. That's where I come in. My Zayda Amalek taught me that when you see Rafu Yudeya Min HaTorah, when you see sleeping, you can go in for the kill. And when they conquered Amalek, what did they do? Another Nasa v'nishma. Kimu v'kiblu aleihem. They were mekayim, action, v'kiblu, and they were mekabel. That's the limud. Another Nasa v'nishma. They reconnected the Nasa and the Nishma. That was the tshuva over Haman. Haman says they're sleeping. The neshama's gone. Klal Yisrael says, no, kimu v'kiblu. My learning and my actions are connected. I am connected to my roots. I wonder I asked someone yesterday the following question. The Paiskim say that the Iker Kriyas HaMegillah is by Yom. The Iker reading of the Megillah is by day. You're supposed to do it by night and by day, but the day one is the Iker. Why? Because that's the day that we're doing all the mitzvahs. That's the day that we're doing the mitzvahs that it says in the Megillah. We're doing the Shalach Manas and the Matanas Levyayim and the Sudas Purim. We do it by day, so the Kriyas HaMegillah of Bayoim is more important. The Gemara sounds is a little bit difficult to read in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shulman Levi, Chayev Adam Likrayas HaMegillah Balayla, a person's chayev to read the Megillah at night, the Lachzar V'lishnais HaBayoim, and to review it by day. Which sounds more important? The night sounds more important. Read it at night and review it by day. How do we know that the day is more important? So we have to see in the sugya. I'm not saying that this answers the sugya, but it just inspired me to realize that the way Chazal were misaking the day of Purim is, don't just read the Megillah at night and do the mitzvahs by day. That would be detaching the limud from the maisa. No, that's what Hamalik wants. The time that you're doing the thing, Nizkarim v'nasim, the time that you're doing the mitzvahs, you have to read the Megillah also. There's no such a thing. The action has to come straight out of the Sefer. Mishlei Achmanis, okay, I'm sending Shalach Manas. Matanis Levyanim, I'm giving Matanis Levyanim. It has to come straight out of the Sefer. That's the Nizkarim v'nasim, that's the reconnecting of Purim. A beautiful lashon, the Sfasema says, "Ksiv ner mitzvah v'tayrah or." Says that mitzvah is a mashal to a ner, and Torah to the light that comes out of the ner. Pirush, this means, "Shenefashos b'nei Yisrael, the nefashos, the nefesh of a yid, heim hapsila, they are the wick." Lahamshech Hashem and Achar Or that makes the oil go after the light. We live in a world, in a physical world, and Hashem made us into wicks. We can take this physical world and make the oil go up to turn into ruchnius. We can turn oil into ruchnius. That's us. We're the psila. We're the wick. Through our action. It's important to remember in every single mitzvah that we do, and bechlal, in our Bezrim, the power that we have. The power comes from the Torah and goes back to the Torah. But we have the schus of being there in the middle. We have the schus of being the wick. To take the mitzvahs, asher kedushanu b'mitzvahis v'tzivanu, to do them because it says in the Torah, and then they become an or, ruchniyistik, a light, and it unleashes ruchniyistik, a kaychas, way above and beyond what we could possibly imagine. All we have to do is say that bracha first, and understand what it's saying. With every mitzvah that we do, asher kedushanu b'mitzvahis v'tzivanu, Hashem command, it was mekadesh us with his mitzvahs, and he commanded us. I'm doing this because this is what Hashem said to do. And I don't even have to understand why I'm doing it. I just have to know I'm doing this because this is what Hashem said to do. And that already makes me the wick. All the physical becomes transformed into spiritual. The physical act of wrapping something around my arm gets transformed into ruchnias. The physical act of giving money to someone or of giving shalach manis becomes transformed into kedusha because of us recognizing that it comes from the tzivi of Hashem and recognizing the unbelievable ruchnius, the gekaychus that it unleashes.